Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 152 at 25,075. Yes, you heard me correctly, 25,075. And of course, whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex in beautiful uptown Scottsdale. Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme music. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. Now, just to paint a picture for you, I am in the talk studio. There is a wall with a glass window, a big glass window. This is kind of like what you would see at a police station when they bring the lineup of usual suspects into the room. However, it is a two-way window here. It's not a one-way mirror. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. There is Wes James wearing a 25K cap. James, it looks like you took your 24K cap and just taped over a 5 over the 4. Mm-hmm. That's what you did, isn't it? Okay, Josh joining us. Also, Marcus, Gerard. Unfortunately, Doreen has been under the weather, so we don't have the typical candles. The place just falls apart without Doreen. That's all I can really tell you. At any rate, the question of the day is, what kind of cookies will we celebrate with? And the good news is that all of the Christmas cookies have now been consumed, and so we have a nice selection of Costco cookies. We find that in this kind of a market environment, it is better to buy in bulk. So, there they go, down the hallway. Not quite a synchronized march, but nonetheless, they march down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, where they will celebrate with Costco cookies and milk. Milk and cookies, that's how we celebrate. And so far, the resolution for 2018 is gone. Dow finishes at 25,075. S&P 500 up 10 at 2,723. That's a record. NASDAQ Composite up 12 at 7,077. That's a record. Russell 2000 up 3 at 1,555. That's a record. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note up 1 basis point at 2.45%. Oil up 28 cents at $61.91 per barrel. And gold up $9.90 at $13.23.40. So record highs for the major stock indexes. The Dow breaks through the 25,000 milestone. The Dow posted 71 record highs last year, 2 records this week, passed 24,000 on November 30th. It took the measure 35 calendar days to achieve the feat, tying the fastest move on record for a 1,000-point gain. The gain of 1,000 points, well, that just represents about 4% now. 25,000 is impressive, but really it's just another number. Doesn't mean a correction is imminent. Doesn't mean stocks will never drop. At most, it serves as a reminder to rebalance your portfolio. The company behind the Dow's sky-high performance, that's Boeing, the plane maker. Over the last year, the Dow is up approximately 25%, or right about 5,000 points, and Boeing is responsible for right around 1,000 points. Second best performer in the Dow is Caterpillar, which has added about 450 points to the Dow over the year. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 has not dipped 3% in more than a year. It's the first time in recent history. And the S&P 500 has posted record highs for every trading session of 2018. Yes, it's just 3 sessions, but that trick hasn't happened since 1964, when the market started the year with 6 record highs. Today, ADP reported that private sector payrolls increased by 250,000 in December. Now, tomorrow, the Labor Department will report non-farm payrolls, which includes private and public sector hiring for December. A separate report today showed initial unemployment claims rose by 3,000 to 250,000 for the week ended December 30th. A report that Intel chips are vulnerable to hackers raised concerns about the company's main products and brand. Yesterday, the tech website The Register said a bug lets some software gain access to parts of a computer's memory that are set aside to protect things like passwords. All computers with Intel chips from the past 10 years appear to be affected. The report said patches to Microsoft's Windows and Apple's OS X operating systems will be required. The security updates may slow down older machinery by as much as 30%. If the error can't be fixed easily in software, it could be necessary to redesign the chip, which can be extremely costly and time-consuming. Cyber criminals are likely to already be looking for ways to exploit the vulnerabilities, aware that not everyone will install the patches. Google said in a blog post that it privately informed Intel, ARM Holdings, and AMD of these issues on June 1st last year to give them time to find remedies before the vulnerabilities became public. While the companies were working on fixes, the same vulnerabilities were independently discovered by a team of researchers affiliated with several academic institutions and computer security firms. Intel's rival, AMD, believes its chips are safe. Intel said in a blog post that it has begun providing updates to mitigate the risk posed by the exploits. Company also downplayed concerns about slowed performance, noting that for the average computer user, the impact should not be significant and will lessen over time. So, what should you do? Well, your computer should have an emergency patch pop up. If so, install it. If it doesn't pop up, go to settings and then install it. Now, the bugs go by the names Meltdown and Spectre. While Meltdown is specific to Intel processors and can be patched, Spectre affects Intel, AMD, and ARM processors. It would be easy to dismiss as something from a James Bond movie. There is something else that is a bit on the sinister side. Intel CEO Brian Krzanich sold off a large chunk of his stake in the company last year, after the chipmaker was already aware of serious security flaws in its computer processors. Krzanich sold almost 900,000 shares for a little over $39 million, apparently netting about $25 million. An Intel spokeswoman said Krzanich's decision to sell the shares was unrelated to the security vulnerability. Still, it makes Krzanich the number one choice to play the lead role of an evil mastermind in the next Bond film. Capital One said it had resolved an internal technology issue that left customers across the country with multiple charges for the same debit card transactions on their accounts. The company was vague about the cause and the number of accounts affected, but a spokesperson said the problem was not due to an external cause, such as a hack. They say all accounts have been credited for any inaccurate postings related to the issue. Still, you should probably check your statements. JCPenney and Macy's are two of the better-known brick-and-mortar retailers that have been struggling in recent years, but today both reported better-than-expected results for the holiday shopping season. Call it a Christmas miracle. Macy's said its comparable sales for November and December were up 1% over a year earlier, a welcome turnabout for a company that has posted 11 consecutive quarters of declines on this measure. JCPenney, meanwhile, reported a 3.4% comp sales increase over the last year for the nine-week period ended December 30th. The improvement seemed to be broad-based across various departments, so a good sign for both retailers. Back in October, Gallup conducted a poll that shows 64% of Americans support legalizing the use of marijuana. On January 1st, California became the latest state to legalize moderate recreational marijuana use. 8 states have legalized pots. 29 states allow medical marijuana. It is still illegal at the federal level. The Obama Administration Justice Department issued 3 memos on marijuana between 2009 and 2014. They eased up on enforcement, except in certain circumstances, when goals were to prevent proceeds from going to drug cartels or prevent distribution to minors. Essentially, the Department of Justice does not enforce marijuana laws in states where it is legalized. Until today. Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions told federal prosecutors they can enforce federal law in marijuana cases, even in the states where it is legal. Sessions compares marijuana to heroin and blames it for spikes in violence. The move does not proactively direct prosecutors to ramp up marijuana enforcement, and nobody really knows what the prosecutors will do with this discretion. But it could send a chill through the marijuana industry, which saw explosive 30% growth that drove sales to $6.7 billion in North America in 2016, projected to crest $21 billion by 2021. Cannabis stocks today plunged. Canada's Canopy Growth, the biggest pot company by market value, fell 17%, while Aphria dropped 19%. Scotts Miracle-Gro, the U.S. maker of lawn and garden products, which has been expanding into fertilizers and lighting for cannabis, fell 5%, the biggest intraday drop in 8 months. Congressman Ted Lieu of California wrote on Twitter, saying, "Let me give you a list of things more important for federal prosecutors and federal law enforcement to pursue other than marijuana. Number one, basically anything." Dow Jones Industrial Average today up 152 at a record 25,075. S&P 500 up 10 at a record 2,723. NASDAQ up 12 at a record 7,077. Russell 2,000 up 3 at a record 1,555. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, text, audio, and much more at eatthebankers.com.